This is the eHealth Radio Network, your source for health advice on demand. And now your host, Eric Michaels.
Thanks for joining us once again here on the eHealth Radio Network. This is your host, Eric Michaels. Today on the program, we're speaking with both Ram Mukunda and Claudia Grimaldi from IGC Pharma, a clinical stage pharmaceutical company focused on improving the health and well-being of patients affected by Alzheimer's disease and bringing these therapies to market. The company is currently conducting phase 2 with IGC-AD1, an investigational drug that reduces neuropsychiatric symptoms such as agitation and dementia due to Alzheimer's and an irreversible progressive brain disorder affecting more than 6.5 million Americans. And Ram and Claudia, thanks for joining us here today.
Eric, thank you for having us on your show. It's really our pleasure.
Yes, thank you, Eric.
Well, you're both certainly welcome. Great to have you out, and thanks for your time. Looking forward to learning a few things as well. So first of all, Ram, to kick things off, many people are aware of the symptoms of Alzheimer's, including dementia, but many are unaware of that agitation. This is one of the most common and challenging aspects of care among patients with dementia due to Alzheimer's disease. Can you explain why people are not aware?
Sure, Eric. Let me start by explaining that some 20 years before, you know, symptoms like cognitive decline and other symptoms actually start or manifest, several things take place in the brain. One of them is the deposit of plaque between neurons. And if you can imagine this, this is a sticky plaque that deposits between neurons, cutting off the communication between neurons. The other thing that happens over time is that tangles deposit within neurons, killing neurons. So these are the two hallmarks of Alzheimer's, plaques and tangles. And this starts some 20 years before symptoms. So at first, the individual, so this is like, this might start in your 40s or your 50s, and then 20 years later, you start having difficulty remembering names, difficulty performing tasks or in a work setting or even in a social setting, forgetting material that maybe the person just read, losing or misplacing objects. And these are some of the more common. So in this stage, it's uncommon to manifest neuropsychiatric symptoms like agitation or anxiety or depression or irritability and so on. Then as the disease progresses to a moderate stage, then the individual starts to forget things like personal history, you know, including a telephone number or an address, experiences confusion. There's a tendency to wander. And there is a pronounced or noticeable change in sleep and personality and behavior. So in this stage, neuropsychiatric symptoms are more pronounced. So common symptoms include agitation, as I said, aggression, restlessness, irritability. There could be mood swings, hallucinations, and delusions may also occur in some cases. So this is the stage where, you know, the symptoms that we're targeting start to manifest. Now, in later stages, you have cognitive decline, and neuropsychiatric symptoms both increase in frequency and in intensity, and these symptoms become much more severe. And just to, you know, wrap up, the agitation is physical and verbal aggression, things like cursing, shouting, crying, repetitive movements. And currently, there are no FDA-approved medications to alleviate agitation in Alzheimer's without a black box warning. And this is important. And there's different reports that indicate that about 76% of Alzheimer's patients actually suffer from this, from agitation.
Well, I certainly appreciate the thorough explanation, some really helpful details there, and thanks so much for that, Ram. Claudia, also great to have you with us. How does this condition affect those caring for a patient affected by Alzheimer's?
Hi, Eric, again. Thank you for having us here. Well, one of the things that we have seen is that agitation is, as Ram was mentioning, one of the neuropsychiatric symptoms of Alzheimer's. And it has been associated with an accelerated disease progression and functional decline, decrease in the quality of life, and also it causes a lot of caregiver distress. And this is like when you feel overwhelmed and you feel that you cannot take care of the patients anymore. And what this does is that the caregivers start feeling very, very tired, starts having health issues, starts feeling also angry, right? Has some social withdrawal, anxiety and depression. And this causes for the caregiver to possibly mistreat or not take care very well of the patient. So in that sense, the Alzheimer's and the agitation in Alzheimer's, it also affects the caregiver.
And Ram, back to you. How does your investigational drug IGC-AD1 work to help these patients?
Eric, that's a very good question. What we found in preclinical data, this is essentially experiments or studies on Alzheimer's cell lines and Alzheimer's mouse models. So these are mice that have been genetically altered to have Alzheimer's. What we found is that the evidence shows that the medication actually decreases plaques, the buildup of plaque, and it decreases the buildup of tangles. So it actually attacks both of the two hallmarks of Alzheimer's. The other thing that we also found in the mouse model is that it improved memory. So now this is all preclinical. It's not proven in humans. And you know that's something that we've, this is the path that we've embarked on, is to try and figure out exactly why it works, how it works, and what it does. But the reduction of plaque is actually linked to behavioral symptoms like agitation. Reduction in neuroinflammation, for example, is also linked to agitation. So we think these are the pathways that the medication, you know, possibly works in order to reduce agitation and also some of the other neuropsychiatric symptoms. There are also receptors in the brain. They're called the CB1 receptor. This is also linked to agitation and to other neuropsychiatric symptoms. So these are the different mechanisms that we're investigating that, you know, but in preclinical, all of these different mechanisms have been shown to reduce agitation, to essentially that the drug works on all of these different mechanisms, you know, including things like improving neurotransmitters, the CB1 receptor, neuroinflammation is a big one, reduction of amyloid plaque, which, as I mentioned earlier, is what deposits between neurons.
Certainly appreciate the both of you taking a moment to be with us here today on behalf of IGC Pharma. We're speaking with both Ram Mukunda and Claudia Grimaldi from IGC Pharma, a clinical stage pharmaceutical company focused on improving the health and well-being of patients affected by Alzheimer's disease and bringing these therapies to market. And they've joined us here today on eHealth Radio's Health News and Pharmaceutical Channels, a part of the eHealth Radio Network. Now, Claudia, what are the next steps in bringing this drug to market? Get into some of the details there.
Okay. Well, Eric, as you mentioned, we are currently working on a phase 2 or phase 2B trial, and we have primary, secondary, and exploratory objectives. We hope to find that agitation is improved in the active group, which is the group that is taking the medication, versus the one that is taking the placebo. Assuming that we get a positive result from this trial, we will move to a phase 3 trial that we can make the drug at a scale, meaning we can produce it in long scale. And we have a facility that we have built and we are getting it ready. And this facility is in Vancouver, Washington, which is like 10 minutes from Portland, Oregon. In addition to this, we are conducting a long-term toxicology study to check that IGC-AD1, our drug, can be taken for long periods of time. We hope to complete both the facilities and the tox studies by the end of this year. And once this phase 2 and tox studies and the facilities are ready, we will apply to the FDA for a phase 3 study, which involves more patients and a wider study on efficacy. Once this is done, what we will do is we will approach the FDA for permission to commercialize.
Excellent. And thanks for the details and information on that. Much appreciated. Now, Ram, what other therapies is IGC Pharma working on in regards to Alzheimer's?
Eric, that's a great question. We actually have three different drugs in our portfolio. One, of course, is IGC-81, which is our lead candidate, which has entered phase two for treating agitation in dementia. But as I explained earlier, in preclinical data, we actually found that it reduces plaque and it reduces tangles. So we will, for this particular drug, we will also test against for the reduction of agitation, but also for anxiety and depression, and eventually for improvement in memory. So this is a drug that we're currently testing on agitation, but the expanded view is that we would test it for other neuropsychiatric symptoms, but also for memory improvement. We in addition to this, we have a drug called TGR63, which is a plaque aggregation inhibitor. And in preclinical, this is also shown to reduce neurotoxicity in Alzheimer's cell lines and improve memory in Alzheimer's mouse models. We have another molecule that we've created in the lab, and it's a composite molecule for which we've recently filed a patent. And that's a molecule that we will also start testing. It's a hybrid molecule that uses a cannabinoid as well as another molecule. And this is something that we would also start testing. So in addition to what we're the agitation that we're working on, these are all the different therapies and the three different drugs that we have that we are going to start testing.
Yes, and Eric, just so you have it clear, we are trying to handle the symptoms of Alzheimer's disease, but we are also targeting, fixing the actual disease. So that's why we are going with symptoms, but also with tangles and plaques.
Right. That's so strategically, even though the data preclinical showed that it can decrease plaque and also decrease tangles, what we found in the phase one trial that we did for safety, that it also improved neuropsychiatric symptoms. So if you think about it, the low-hanging fruit or the faster way to get this drug to market is to actually use the drug to show that it improves neuropsychiatric symptoms, as Claudia pointed out. And then as a second step, to look at this drug as a disease-modifying drug. And in addition to this, we have two other drugs that we're working on.
Once again, Ram and Claudia, we want to thank you both for joining us here today on eHealth Radio. If listeners wanted to get further details on IGC Pharma and per the conversation, where is the best place to get details online?
Well, Eric, you can go to clinicaltrials.gov. And if you check that webpage, you can see that IGC-81 is the only natural low-dose THC-based investigational drug candidate that is currently undergoing FDA trials in Alzheimer's. You can also check our website, and we are going to be distributing many press releases to inform the public and our investors about the results of the
trial. So if you go to clinicaltrials.gov and just put in IGC-81, our trial, and all the information about the trial will come up. For example, you'll get a list of sites where the trial is ongoing. And if there are sites out there that are interested in participating, we would welcome a conversation. We're looking for sites, as well as individuals that live near some of these sites. If they want to enroll in the trial, we would encourage them to reach out to the trial site, or they can even reach out to us through our website, and we would be happy to put them in touch with the trial site. So we're also looking to recruit patients.
Really appreciate all the information and insights shared here today per your expertise. Again, listeners, for more details, visit igcpharma.com. Ram and Claudia, thanks so much again for joining us here today on eHealth Radio.
Thank you, Eric. Thank you very much for your time.
Thank you, Eric.
And again, it certainly was my pleasure. Again, we've been speaking with Ram Makunda and Claudia Grimaldi from IGC Pharma, a clinical stage pharmaceutical company focused on improving the health and well-being of patients affected by Alzheimer's disease and bringing these therapies to market. And for all the details, once again, visit IGCPharma.com. And again, this has been your host, Eric Michaels, and we do thank you for your continued support of the eHealth Radio Network. Join us again soon for another episode that will help further expand your knowledge on those things that are important to your health and wellness. For more eHealth Radio reports, we invite you to visit our main radio channel site at eHealthRadioNetwork.com. And as always, we do thank you for tuning in.
Thanks for tuning in to the eHealth Radio Network. For more information or to subscribe to this podcast, visit eHealthRadioNetwork.com.